April 1st, that's April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's Day. Also, Rabbit Rabbit. I know that's a big fatty thing, but I actually did get up this morning. First thing I said was Rabbit Rabbit because I was trying to remember that. Anyway, hopefully you said Rabbit Rabbit too.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's a big fatty thing, but I actually did get up this morning.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2936 of the BFO for Wednesday the what? Of May 2019, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show. Mayday,
mayday, big mayday. Get ready to match the podcasters.
ArcherRadio.com.
Hola, chicos.
This is Noah from PNS Explosion.
And Patrick.
And Scott.
I am Chris.
This is J. Michael Haas, and you are listening to The Daily Purge.
Riding with Bill. Sit down, buckle up, and hold on.
This is Michael, QCast Connecticut.
How much do we love?
And Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo.
Hello, Memory Lena's Biff. Freddy, that's an old one. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your mayday is going well. Yo, you're probably wondering, Big Freddy, what the hell is that? Y'all, well, it's, you know, it's May, and all kind of old things happen in May, including the old gals' celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Freddy. So, y'all, I just thought I would make May Memory Lane month, and so y'all, you might hear a few Memory Lane things from old Bug Party little shows, and maybe and something like this from the Little Fatty Cast. But y'all, happy Memory Lane month! Yes, McGrady, I'm gonna go dance around the Memory Lane pole or something, yes? Big Fatty, the Memory Lane pole sounds vulgar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 1st of May, y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, I think only one of them listened to the little show. Now, I may be wrong, there may be two of the three that listen. Y'all, the first... Y'all, I've met this person many times at the Pride 48. She used to do her own little show, but y'all, she's moved on to bigger and better things. Yes, Big Fatty, like a life. Well, okay. Y'all, it is the one and only, and I know Granny is going to be touching himself inappropriately because Granny just loves this person. Y'all, is that Donna Sugars? Oh! Sugars, it's true. And y'all, the first time I met Donna Sugars was in Vegas, and y'all, we went to the little cafe there at the Luxor, and y'all, I didn't quite know what the hell was going on, but anyway, it was quite the experience, and Donna Sugars always put a smile on everybody's face. Y'all, our next person with the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all famous! Famous now because he didn't get his crema card last year. Big fatty! Y'all, it is none other than that It is Gens, a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, we've got a in Denver, a little ways from. I have no idea where God in Denver is from. But, y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, I believe he lives out there in the California, and y'all, I think he was at Pride 48 in Nolens, and I got him mixed up with somebody else. No surprise there. Y'all, that's that Tom V. Oh, big daddy, we love Tom V. Do. And y'all, it's also Labor Day in Mexico. Big fatty. Y'all, if you see Donna Sugars or Tom V on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope God gets his cake faster than he got his kid. And I hope Donna Sugars and Tom V gets cake, too. Birthday, y'all, before I start talking about the Hatterina, y'all, I just have to tell you, a couple of weeks ago, Archer, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, was talking about his mother and how she only had a couple of weeks to live, according to the doctors and all. Well, y'all, she's been released from the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo, and y'all, she's back at her assisted living facility, and y'all, it's the similarities between Archer's mother and the Hatterina are just uncanny, because they both have heart problems, and the heart problems are not curable or controllable or anything, and it's gonna come back again, and it will be what probably takes both of them out. But anyway, in the meantime, we've got a little more time. And y'all, Sam in the hinterlands, her husband is back in the hinterlands, and Miss Bacon's old boss hog, he seems to be leveling off pretty well also. And y'all, if there's others that I can't remember, then I'm sorry. But y'all, the Hatterina, y'all, I called her Monday afternoon, and y'all, I think I woke her up. She had gotten back from supper, I guess, and I think I woke her up, and y'all, she was like, I don't know where I am. And I'm like, well, she says, I'm sitting on this sofa, and I'm looking at this picture of these three young men. And I said, yes, I'm in that picture. She goes, well, I know that's who that is in that picture. And y'all, we talked a little bit more, and she says, well, I'm sitting here looking at my sofa, and I'm looking at all my clothes in the closet. So y'all, it's just, it goes from I don't know where I am to okay, well, I've got too many clothes in my closet. So y'all, it continues to be a roller coaster. dick. Oh, that sounded kind of vulgar. Yes, Big Fatty, well, you're rubbing off on me. Big Fatty, I've noticed over the past few days that no one in the New York, is saying a little show at the beginning of the little show. I have not heard Lamont Cranston or Patrick Plaine or Alex Lefevre or Brandon Lefevre. Big Fatty, that's not he spends most of his time inside Alex. Never my Big Fatty, I am vulgar in any way. I just have a little bone to pick with them, and Big Fatty, I wouldn't mind picking their bones. Big Fatty, I am vulgar. Anyway, not a whole lot. I told you I talked to my mother, Tuesday is when my brother goes by and has lunch with us, so I hope all that went well. It's more of a counseling counseling session, I'm glad I'm at peace. I'm glad I'm at peace because I'd probably be crying my eyes out. But every day's a new day. I'm going to look at it as something new and refreshing for her every day. But I'm not being mean or anything, but y'all, you just have to, life goes on, you just have to keep it going. But y'all, I did my evening nipple walk, y'all, little Sebastian, evidently he has, he's across the street from the villa, evidently he has Mondays off, and y'all, he was laying in his hammock, Big Fatty, is that like a sling? I wish. He got up, and I didn't get a... he got up and went into his house, and y'all, I didn't get a good look, but I did see he didn't have his shirt on. Big Fatty, how dare you? Talk about a bone to pick. Big Fatty! Y'all, then I watched some of the TV machine. The Jeopardy. I've told you about the Jeopardy and how that guy is over $1.3 million. Y'all, he almost lost his ass yesterday. I think that was a wake-up call for him. I think he's going to come back the rest of this week and just annihilate everybody. He was sweating it. He was sweating it. Yes, Big Fatty. On the Monday little show, y'all watched some of the sports ball last night. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you what. I know that Mean Keen is the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. If you don't watch the baseball sports ball, y'all, everybody who plays baseball is in their 20s and early 30s. If you get to mid 30s, you're a has been in the baseball sports ball. And y'all, there are some good looking menzies. Big Fatty, no wonder the Hat Arena likes to watch it. Well, I guess I got my homosexuality from her or something. Yes, Big Fatty, probably so. Anyway, y'all, somehow that Whitman Tinker got into the villa on Monday night. Y'all, I tossed and turned. No need to wash the sheets because I did not sleep like a baby. No, Big Fatty, you needed a bottle of vodka. A gin with a nipple. Y'all, it was not a good night's sleep. But y'all, I got up on Tuesday morning. I had my coffee, read the paper, had my brofkas. Y'all watched The Price is Right all the way through and then went out on my nipple walk. Y'all, it's getting hot and the humidity's beginning to creep up, so that's not good. So I got to watch that a little closer now. So I may have to do my morning nipple walk more in the morning. And, then I came back and I got the thing I forgot to... tell you, when I was out on the nipple walk, y'all, that goggle, the goggle car, y'all, it drove past me in phase three of Fat Acres. I guess they were taking the pictures of the new houses and all, and y'all, there's Big Fatty. So y'all, one of these days you might goggle Fat Acres and see Big Fatty out walking with his straw hat on. Big Fatty like some old crazy old person. That's true. But y'all, I think I've made it to the big time. I've made it to the big times. I'm gonna be on the goggle pictures of Fat Acres. Big Fatty, it doesn't take much to make you excited, does it? No, it doesn't. In fact, I think it passed me twice. But anyway, let's see. And got my share and everything. And y'all, I laid down in the love chamber and was playing the Candy Crush. And y'all fell asleep and woke myself up snoring. And I said, well, it's time to get up and record the little show. So y'all, that pretty much has been my day here in Fat Acres. Big Fatty, mind if I go take a nap now after listening to that? So y'all, now you know I was giving you the deets, as the kids are saying these days, about Pride 48. And y'all, today the 1st of May is supposedly the day that you can start paying your registration fees to attend the Nolens event. That'll be open from May the 1st through July the 4th before the higher rates go into effect. And it's a different rate if you're staying at the Holiday Inn Superdome, or if you're not, it's a higher rate. There was a problem with the link on the Pride 48 over there to click to go to the motel registration and get that $99 rate. But y'all, that's been corrected. And a special thank you to Peter Potamus for bringing that to my attention. That's Apple Louie. Now, remember, you may have to re-register with a new password. Not re-register, but you may have to put in a new password. Because, y'all, old Cricket Hat has moved the Pride 48 to a new server or something like that, or a new software, and I don't know if everything's gonna... There may be a glitch or two, so if you can't do it today, give him another day or so to work out the kinks. Big Fatty, I didn't know that old Crooked Hat was kinky. Well, have you not seen that? Never mind. Cantaloupe. Big Fatty! I just want to say this right now. You know, May is going to be Memory Lane month here on the BS. And y'all, that means that next week, I am going to say next week is Lurker Week. So y'all, I would love to have some lurkers de-lurk and get in touch with Big Fatty for next week. The lurkers have made it this far. Surely they can hang on another 63 episodes without de-lurking. If you're gonna de-lurk, just send Big Fatty an e-letter or a voice letter or whatever. Yes, Big Fatty, I think they should do that. God knows you need some content. But y'all, at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer from the Archer Radio. Yes, Big Fatty. And Archer, I mentioned that this is the old gal's birthday month this month. What's one of the differences between you and the old gal?
That's a Big Fatty thing, but I actually did get up this morning.
Oh, yes, the old gal sleeps until those deer urine sprinklers go off.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.